Okay, so you're thinking about custom apparel, right? Maybe for your business or a team, or even if it's just like you've got this great idea for a t-shirt. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the Silk Screen Shop Inc.
Oh, okay.
And they're based near Toledo, Ohio.
Interesting.
Apparently, they've been around for, get this, over 40 years doing
Wow.
this whole custom merch thing. That's got to mean something, right? You don't just like survive in this business that long without being good.
No, absolutely not. Especially in this industry, like 4 decades, that's not just surviving, that's thriving, you know?
Right.
It really says something about like their ability to adapt
Yeah.
and stay ahead of the curve because things have changed a lot in 40 years.
For sure. Especially with like the internet and like big online players kind of changing the game constantly, right? And
Absolutely.
it's not like they're working with just any brands either.
Yeah.
They specifically mention using like Gildan, Jerseys, Bella plus Canvas. Those are names even I recognize. And I'm like, definitely not a fashion expert,
Right.
but I've heard of those.
Yeah. Well, that's a good sign, right? I
Right.
mean, those are brands that are known for, quality, like durability and comfort, which is important when you're talking about custom apparel.
Yeah.
People want a design they like on something they actually want to wear.
Totally. It's got to look good, but you also don't want it to like fall apart after one wash, you know?
Exactly.
But it's not just like slapping a logo on a t-shirt, is it?
Right.
They seem to be really into this whole custom approach, and I'm kind of curious to like dig into that a little bit more. What does that actually mean in this context?
Well, it means that they're not, just offering like pre-designed templates. They
Okay.
actually want people to come to them with, their own ideas,
Oh, cool.
your own artwork,
Nice.
even if it's just like a really like rough concept that they have. And they actually have a section on their website called Let Us Design, where they offer in-house designers and
Wow.
consultants
Wait.
to help people, really bring their ideas to life.
So they're like a design team on call, basically.
Basically.
That's pretty cool. But okay, what if you're not like, a design whiz yourself?
Yeah.
Do they kind of walk you through the process?
Yeah, totally. They actually go into a lot of detail about, acceptable file formats,
Okay.
and they stress that you need to have like really clean, crisp vector files to make sure that your designs, print really sharply
Makes sense.
no matter the size.
Right.
So, if it's on a t-shirt or a banner,
Oh, yeah.
it's going to look good.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
They've got like examples
Wow.
of both acceptable and unacceptable artwork on their website.
Oh, that's smart.
So you're not just, completely lost.
Yeah. I've definitely been guilty of like sending a blurry JPEG, being like, can you make this work?
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time.
And then it's like pixelated and terrible. And you're like, well, this is awkward. But it
Exactly.
sounds like they've really thought that through so you don't end up in that situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not just like they're selling you a product, it's like they're selling an experience,
Yeah.
like trying to guide you through the process, which can be like, kind of intimidating for someone who's like never done the whole custom apparel thing before.
Yeah, and I think that really speaks to their customer-centric approach.
Okay.
They've identified that this is like a pain point for some people, that not everyone has these design skills.
For sure.
So they've come up with a solution.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it also, just shows that they're invested in making sure that the final product
Right.
is high quality, which obviously, reflects well on them
Yes, for sure.
and the customer.
Absolutely. And speaking of quality, like I do like how they emphasize the importance of well-designed corporate apparel. It's not just about like taking your logo and slapping it on a t-shirt and calling it a day. They're talking about like embroidered polo shirts for, giving off that more professional look, or like durable workwear for, if you're on a job site and you need something that's gonna, hold up. They even mention like specific fabric blends and stuff for different needs, which is kind of cool.
It is. It shows they're paying attention to the little details. Like
Yeah.
different fabrics have different qualities, and they
Right.
get that, not everyone wants just a basic cotton t-shirt anymore.
Sure. Just.
They're giving you options,
Yeah.
whether you want, something that's more athletic wear or just something that's, comfy for every day.
And for those of us who are not like fabric connoisseurs, they actually explain it, right? They'll be like, okay, a 50-50 blend is better for a company logo because it holds its shape better, you know? So, like, they're not just assuming everyone knows that. They're actually like trying to educate their customers, which I think is cool.
It builds trust, too.
Yeah, for sure. It shows they're not just trying to, like, make a quick buck.
Right.
They actually want you to, like, make the best decision for your needs, right?
Absolutely.
But we can't forget about the promotional items.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they've got a whole section dedicated to that.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, you know, pens and keychains.
No, no. They've got everything. They've got, like, custom face masks, drinkware.
That's cool.
Golf accessories. They've really thought of everything.
Oh.
And, you know, they even call out those hard to buy for people, which I think is really smart.
Oh, for sure.
Because let's be honest, we all have those people in our lives, right?
Yes, definitely. Every year I'm like, what am I going to get this person? I have no idea.
Exactly.
So they're like targeting those niche gift giving occasions too, which is smart. So they're really positioning themselves as like a one-stop shop for like all things custom design.
Yeah, totally.
I'm imagining that with all these options, like cost has got to be like a major factor for a lot of people, right?
You're right. Cost is always a consideration. And that they seem to understand that because they explicitly state that they are committed to working within people's budgets.
Okay, well, that's good.
Which is huge. You know, that transparency.
Yeah.
It shows that they're, you know, they're willing to collaborate with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to find solutions that work.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And what I think is really interesting is that they're not just catering to, you know, businesses that need a bunch of t-shirts. They're also doing stuff for, like, you know, your local little league team or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They mention things like, you know, graduation signs, sports banners.
Right, right.
That kind of stuff that brings people together.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone loves a good banner.
Exactly.
It's smart. You know, they're not just limiting themselves to like one type of customer or one need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they do seem like particularly proud of their screen printing.
Yeah.
They go into a lot of detail about like the different, you know, t-shirt types and stuff.
Okay.
Like they were talking about like tri-blends and dry fit and 50-50 blends.
It shows they like really know their stuff when it comes to the actual, you know, materials and stuff. Because look, we were saying different fabrics have different qualities, right?
Right.
You're not just assuming that everyone wants like, you know, standard cotton t-shirt.
Right. And for those of us who are not like, you know, fabric scientists or whatever.
Right.
They actually explain it, which I think is helpful.
Yeah, totally.
Like they break it down. They're like, you know, here's why you might want a 50-50 blend if you're doing a company logo, because it holds its shape better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're talking to someone who's literally never ordered a custom t-shirt before.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
they're not talking down, but they're, you know,
yeah.
They're making it accessible to everybody.
For sure. For sure, which I like a lot.
And again, it goes back to that, you know, customer service thing where they're providing all this information up front. They're like empowering the customer to make an informed decision.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So we talked about the lettuce design service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they can like help you with design, but they seem pretty specific about the file formats.
Yeah.
Like, don't send them a blurry JPEG that you found, you know, on Google Images.
Right.
They want those clean, like, you know, vector files.
Right. Because
what's the deal with that?
It's all about the quality, right? So when you have a vector file,
okay,
you can scale it up or down without losing any resolution.
Oh, okay.
Which means that when they print it, whether it's on a t-shirt or, you know, a giant banner or a coffee mug or whatever,
right,
it's going to be crisp. It's going to be clean.
Got it. Got it.
It's going to look good.
So it's not just them being picky.
Right.
It's actually like, you know, it's about making sure that your design looks as good as it possibly can.
Exactly. They want you to, you know, be happy with the final product.
Right.
And they also want to avoid any, like, you know, issues down the line.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you get it and you're like, oh, this is all pixelated.
Exactly. Exactly. No one wants that.
And, you know, it shows that they have, like, you know, high standards.
Yeah.
They're not willing to just, you know, print anything.
Right. They have to, like, you know, keep those standards high.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's say you have a great idea for a design, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But you are, like, you know, the furthest thing from a graphic designer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can barely, like, draw a stick figure.
Right.
This is where those in-house designers and consultants come in.
Exactly.
Okay. So they've got, like, a team of people who can, like, take your rough ideas and actually turn them into, like, you know, professional quality designs.
Exactly. They're like your secret weapon.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So we've talked about their services.
Right.
We've talked about their commitment to quality. We talked about their, like, customer-centric approach.
Mm-hmm.
What's, like, the overall takeaway here? Like, what makes this local shop stand out in your opinion?
I think, honestly, what's most impressive to me is like their longevity.
Okay.
You know, the fact that they've been around for over 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That means they've been through like, you know, recessions and, you know, economic downturns and technological advancements like we were talking about.
Right.
All this stuff. And they're still here. Mm-hmm. They're still going strong.
They've clearly figured out like a formula that it works.
Yeah.
But like, what is that formula?
I mean, it seems to be like a combination of things, right? It's like quality products, a diverse range of offerings, you know, that customer first mentality that we keep talking about.
Right.
And just like a real deep understanding of their craft.
And that local touch too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like they're not just some, you know, faceless corporation.
Right.
They're like a part of the Toledo community. You know what I mean?
Right. Really.
But, and there's always a but, right?
Yeah.
We've seen what the Silkscreen Shop says about themselves, mm-hmm. you know, their website, all that. But what are their customers saying?
Right.
That's the real test, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Have they actually cracked the code on, like, you know, quality and affordability?
It's one thing to, like, you know, talk the talk. But walking the walk is what really matters in the end, right?
Absolutely.
That's where, like, digging into those customer reviews and testimonials would be really interesting.
Oh, for sure.
To see what people are actually saying about their experiences.
Because, like, anyone can, you know, put their best foot forward on their website.
Right.
You know, make themselves sound amazing. But, like, seeing how they handle, you know, maybe some less than perfect feedback,
mm-hmm.
like, do they own up to mistakes?
Yeah.
Do they try to make things right?
Right.
That tells you way more about a business than, like, a perfectly curated website ever could, you know?
Absolutely. It's those, like, you know, real-world experiences.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad, the ugly that really paint the most accurate picture.
Totally. Yeah. It's like that old saying, the proof is in the pudding.
Exactly. And in this case, the pudding is a, you know, perfectly printed t-shirt.
Right.
A really durable work uniform.
Yes.
A graduation banner that, you know, makes you proud.
Exactly. So to our listener out there who's like maybe a little intrigued by the Silkscreen Shop,
mm-hmm.
we've, you know, we give you a lot to think about today.
Mm.
They've clearly got the experience.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the range of products.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to, you know, really care about customer service.
Yeah.
But, like, don't just take our word for it.
Right. Go do some digging.
Yeah, exactly. Explore those reviews. See what people are actually saying. See if those experiences actually match up with, like, you know, the image that the company is presenting.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of, like, you know, these deep dives that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just the starting point. It's like an invitation to go out there.
Yeah.
And do a little more digging yourself. You might find, like, you know, amazing things.
Yeah, who knows?
Or you might find some areas where you're like, eh, maybe not so much.
Right.
But either way, like, you're thinking critically, you're engaging.
Exactly.
And that's what we love to see.
That's what it's all about.
So until next time, keep digging.